Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Another crease on the trade walk-ups. Turkey has sharply raised tariffs on some U.S. imports, including passenger cars, alcohol and tobacco. The decree signed by President Erdogan raised the tariffs on passenger cars by 120%, on alcoholic drinks by 140%, and on leaf tobacco by 60%. Tariffs have also increased on goods, including cosmetics, rice and coal. Majority of the Asian index is marking lower, while safe haven treasury is strengthening to 2.88%. The Turkish lira erased some of Tuesday's rebound, and Asian market, emerging market currencies fell. The Australian dollar 0.72 tumbled to the lowest since December 2016 versus the dollar. Hong Kong intervened to defend its peg to the dollar for the first time in 3 months after the local currency fell. Oil extended declines, WTI 66.79 and Brent 72.34, as focus returned to near-term supply risk. India's trade deficit widened sharply to $18 billion in July. This was partly due to an upwardly revised deficit of $17.1 billion. The trade deficit in July was the highest since May 2013, driven partly by higher import bills for oil and gold. Inflation in the UK has picked up in July by 10 basis to 2.5%. It may reach Bank of England's August forecast of 2.6%. China regulators have frozen approval of game licenses amid a government shakeup, throwing the world's biggest gaming market into disarray. The halt follows a restructuring of power among departments. Tencent, the country's gaming and social media goliath, has lost more than $150 billion in market value since its January peak. Tencent is set to release their earnings shortly. China's new home prices are accelerated at their fastest pace in almost 2 years in July, led by smaller cities and highlighting challenges policymakers face in stimulating a slowing economy without powering a property bubble. Average new home prices in China's 70 major cities rose 1.1% in July from a month earlier. The July increase also marks the 39th straight month of gains. We hold a strong recommendation on the real estate segment. The stronger US dollar weighed on investor appetite across metals. Prices on gold had been trending weaker in the last few trading sessions and broke the $1,200 mark to $1,187 per troy ounce. Turkey always remained as a significant source of global demand for gold. Gold future volumes have surged on the Borsa Istanbul as the volatile currency attracts speculation and after the lira's plunge boosted the local price of metal. The 90-day average daily volume more than doubled to 40,000 contracts from about 17,000 in March. During the same time, the value of an ounce of gold in lira rocketed more than 50%. Last but not the least, U.S. household debt increased to a record high of $13.3 trillion in Q2, up half a billion versus a year ago. Mainly driven by advances in mortgages borrowing, U.S. consumer debt was $0.62 billion higher than its peak in Q3 of 2008 at $12.68 trillion. Delinquent loans have remained at a stable 2.3% during the first half of the year, while student loans turning seriously delinquent slowed from 8.9% to 8.6%. That's it for today. Have a great day.